U.S. aviation heritage airfields still flying high. The United States is home to a rich aviation heritage, with many airports that have been in operation since the early days of flight. These airfields not only provide a glimpse into the past, but also serve as a testament to the country's commitment to innovation and progress. From barnstorming to commercial airliners, these airports have played a significant role in shaping America's transportation system. By examining their histories, we can gain a deeper understanding of how aviation has evolved over time. The 10 oldest continuously operating U.S. airfields are a remarkable achievement, with some dating back to the 1920s. These airports have been witness to numerous milestones, including the birth of scheduled airline service and the first transatlantic flight. For example, Albert Whitted Airport in Florida has been in operation since 1929, when it was constructed on reclaimed waterfront land and named after local naval aviator Lieutenant James Albert Whitted. The airport's early history is closely tied to St. Petersburg's relationship with aviation, which began with a flying boat base in the city. The airport has hosted a range of activities over the years, including blimps, early airline service, and general aviation. It has also weathered controversy, including proposals to close and redevelop the waterfront, but has remained open thanks to voter support and preservation efforts. Today, Albert Whitted Airport supports flight training, sightseeing flights, charters, and serves as a visible reminder of downtown St. Petersburg's aviation pedigree. Its unique location in an urban waterfront context presents challenges, such as balancing public access with safety concerns. Another example of an old airport is Spartanburg Downtown Memorial Airport in South Carolina, which opened in 1927. The airport played a significant role in the early U.S. mail routes and was visited by Charles Lindbergh during his nationwide tour. Spartanburg Downtown Memorial Airport has also been used for training, private aviation, and occasional commercial service over the years. The airport added memorial elements honoring local pilots and veterans and has hosted air shows and community aviation events. The airport's designation as an air postal stop helped put it on early U.S. mail routes, highlighting its regional importance. By preserving these historic airports, we can learn more about America's aviation history and appreciate the contributions of pioneers like Charles Lindbergh.